the cabin fever that tends to hit hardest in February has you in its grip, there's a two-hour remedy waiting for you at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Their production of 10x10, which consists of 10 10-minute plays, is pure escapism fun. If you don't smile through most of the comedic plays, then you are doomed to suffer what Shakespeare called the winter of our discontent. Each play is fun and filled with enormous amounts of cleverness. There's not a play that falls on its face, while many soar. One delight alone is to see how a bright writer can create so much laughter in a 10-minute segment. Note to Saturday Night Live, please hire these writers. Besides the smart, witty writing, the play uses 6 extremely talented actors who are almost shapeshifters in their ability to change personalities. I, for one, will be scouring future playbills for the names of Kenneth Tiger, Kerry Safran, Peggy Farr Wilson, Maya Lauren Jackson, Peter Macklin, and Doug Harris. They are a guarantee of quality, and I would love to see them in a full-length play that would better showcase their talents. At Barrington Stage, most of their skills are devoted to comedy. The majority of the work is fluff, but it's fluff that has a contemporary feel. For example, Digital Detox, written by Cynthia Arsenault, is a bit that has 2 couples going through therapy for help for their digital device dependency. However, amongst the light and frothy, there are a few that try to address more serious subjects. Actually, their inclusions are welcome, as even a meal consisting of 2 hours of only dessert can become tedious. The mood of the night is set quickly. The entire cast comes out and sings a parody to What Ain't We Got from South Pacific. Instead of the answer being dames, the Matt Neely-crafted piece changes the answer to fun. Adding to the wink-wink factor is South Pacific is Barrington Stage's opening musical this year. The musical relaxer is quickly followed by a more self-effacing humor, as a couple of actors are being auditioned for the new hottest trend in theater. It seems that in Connie Shinden Wolf's satire, the 10-minute play has fallen out of fashion and been replaced by the 5-second play. There's an upcoming festival where some 1,600 of which will be offered in a single night, and the 500 people who will direct are in the audience picking their casts. Of the 10, it is difficult to pick my favorite piece, as each is clever and delightfully performed. If you are of a certain age, you might especially enjoy Stay, Please, written by Jessica Provence, where at a retirement village, a woman takes desperate measures to force the most eligible bachelor in the village to try her lasagna. Those who have experienced doubt just before marriage might appreciate Scott Mullins' Jill Takes a Leap. This is, by the way, a play which best mixes a serious theme with outrageous comic characters. And any lover of theater will enjoy Anne-Marie Shay's With Improvements by the Actors, which has 2 bit players improving the opening to Shakespeare's Hamlet. There's a play about a man searching for a robot to replace his dead wife, which is given a delicious twist ending by Aaron Osgood, and a male-female role reversal piece by Rachel Bublitz that neuters the comedy with some heavy-handed commentary. Thankfully, the serious plays, which touch on contemporary issues, are more thoughtful than they are didactic. Closing Doors by John Minnickin addresses the dilemma of school shutdowns where school policy interferes with human intuitiveness. Perhaps the most touching of all is Are You One of Those Robots? By Deirdre Gerard, in which a coldly efficient operator of a suicide hotline comes face to face with the reality of a caller. Arguably, the funniest play of all is Ave Maria, in which Mark Harvey Levine creates a comic skit about a Jewish mother reacting badly about being ignored at the birth of her grandson, Jesus. Charming, funny, and very familiar. It is, for about 7 or 8 of its 10 minutes, hilarious comedy. But after a short time, it becomes forced and loses its originality. Indeed, Ave Maria is very much like the entire 10x10 festival, where the comedy doesn't always sustain itself through the 10 plays. However, even on a bright, sunny July day, I would settle for 8 funny minutes out of every 10. In February, it's a gift to be treasured. 10x10 Original Play Festival is at Barrington Stage Company, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, through March 8th. For tickets and schedule information, call 413-236-8888 or go to barringtonstageco.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.